Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, open lines, 248-539-9797. Get to a full Lions-Ravens preview today at 12:30. But without further ado, people have been patient. Let's go to Gene. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Gene.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Okay.
Listen,
okay.
I have partial season tickets. I went three times last week, and, of course, we lost three times. I am not – anyone who would blame Hinch is – okay, they don't know anything about baseball. Don't worry about that part. The spin I wanted to look at is the chemistry on this team. You know, the fact that they're so young, I think they're one of the youngest teams in baseball, was a big advantage last year. And the flip side of it this year is, you know, they're pressing so much. It's almost like they were too dumb to know what was going on last year. And now they're all thinking about it. And I'm wondering, what is there some leadership issue in the clubhouse? I don't know if vocal leadership is overplayed or can be overstated, but something about, and I know they tried to get Bregman, and I really think they could have gotten a veteran stick at the break or at the, deadline, because it just takes pressure off these young kids. So I'd like you to comment on that.
You know, it's interesting because you say two things, and I just a follow up question. You don't think Hinch is to blame, but you think there's a lack of leadership
of the players.
Okay.
What I'm talking about.
They went out and they got Gleyber Torres, plenty of postseason experience. They got Jack Flaherty, who pitched in the World Series. They got Tommy Canley, who pitched in the World Series. They've got Javi Baez, and we know his struggles, but he has had great postseason success in his career and seems to be well-respected. Now, that doesn't mean these guys are great leaders, but it feels like they went out and they got some been-there-done-that guys this offseason. I don't know what else to say other than they fit the profile of players that can be counted on for what you just brought up.
Well, the other thing is that
none of those guys strike me as verbal leaders, especially, you know, Hispanic speakers, I don't think necessarily they have, you know, a lot of times we'll have that temperament or that, you know.
I'd say this, Gene. I think the team respects and loves Javi Baez. Otherwise, Javi wouldn't be here at this point. And I think that there is a tremendous amount of respect for Gleyber Torres. I think a tremendous amount of respect. You look at this, the team was having fun when they're winning, right? And now they're in this losing streak, and they were winning for so long. And this is something that's kind of foreign to them, you know, because it started over a year ago when they were just playing great baseball. And now it's, you know, a couple months of playing mediocre to bad baseball. The good far outweighs the bad. I don't think it's a lack of leadership from the players. I think it's just, you know, some of the players might just be falling back to water, finding its level, that maybe guys are playing above their heads. Is Zach McKinstry really? First of all, is he really an all-star? And second of all, is he really worthy of being a starting player in the major leagues? And that's just one. Javi Baez was invaluable to this team in the first half of the season because he was playing center field when they had all these outfielders who were hurt. Not only was he playing it, he was playing it brilliantly. And, oh, by the way, hitting pretty well at the plate. Not for high OPS numbers or high slugging percentage, but he was actually hitting as a player. And that's just, you know, two guys off the top of my head that were doing great in the first half and haven't done anything in the second half. It's disappointing.
Yeah. His last home run was June 27th, by the way. Uh, I I thought it was a long time, but I didn't know it was that long for Baez. So that's not good.
No, it's not good. And the other thing that's not good is when you look at the walk totals on some of these players, it's amazing how little they have walked. Javi Baez in particular is one of these guys that hasn't. He's walked one time in 132 at-bats since the All-Star game. That's it.
That's an amazing stat. Bill's in Madison Heights. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Bill.
Hello, guys.
Hey.
How you doing?
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I know. I think it's the last six games being on the road is going to be a good thing for them. It's clearly in their head. Maybe they'll be able to relax a little bit more and focus more. It's almost like, everybody expects now that they're going to just blow this thing.
Yep.
So maybe they're just going to take the attitude, hey, everyone thinks we're just garbage and we're going to blow this. So I don't know. They got to find something that works for them. There's some kind of angle that works for them. But it's everything. AJ is obviously, this really doesn't have anything to do with AJ. I'd say that
because he is responsible for coming up with a solution.
Yeah, not going to fire the guy.
Yeah,
but
of course he has to.
I mean, he is the manager of this team, and he's got to shoulder some of this. But no, I'm not worried about AJ Hinch moving forward. I think he is absolutely the right guy, right manager for the job. And maybe this is where he really has to earn his pay to get this team out of it.
Yeah,
snap him out of it.
Yeah, you can hear it. I mean, this last after the game. I think he held it together for so long that then finally he just was like, hey man, I don't know what the hell is going on either.
He did. He did sound exasperated, Bill. I will say that. 248-539-9797. Alex in Lake Orion, you are next. Hello, Alex.
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call. Great show as always. Gene took a little bit of my thunder, but I do think there's something to what you said about the lack of veteran leadership, specifically in the lineup. You got a lot of young kids in this lineup, Riley Green, Spencer Torkins, Kerry Carpenter, where the focus in their development was more on development than winning, because that's what's important in the minor leagues. You bring up a great point that you bring in a Gleyber Torres, but I think if you were to ask somebody from the Yankees, they wouldn't necessarily call him a leader. They would call him a nice player. Yeah. And I think a bigger question for Scott Harris is, you went all in on Bregman, and they did, do a fair offer to him, but you came up empty-handed and they didn't have a plan B. And I think that's really hurting this team right now. The lack of any kind of third base production. I think you look up and down the league, they're at the bottom for that. As much as I like McKinstry as a player, you went into Baez with a hope and a prayer and he was great in the first half, but it never should have been something that they relied on. He is very well respected in the clubhouse, but the numbers are the numbers and sometimes the results speak for themselves. All of that to say, I do think that they're going to take two or three in Cleveland this week. Somehow, I think these guys are tired of getting their butts kicked by their rivals. I mean, you remember what happened in the playoffs last year. And they hear the chatter from us as the fans and the media and everybody. Everybody is expecting them to choke. So I'm hoping these guys rise to the occasion, even if it's, wildly unpredictable that they do. But I've got some hope that they're going to come out swinging and have a little bit of pride.
Well, we're going to learn a lot about what they got in here.
Right there in the chest.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
I'm pointing at my own chest. Because, I don't know, there's They're out there, right? They are right on the front, and they're taking heavy fire, and it feels like they're out of ammo. How do you dig yourself out of this mess? 248-539-9797. Let's go to Tony next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Tony.
Hey, guys, you got me?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, okay, beautiful. Thanks. I want to just kind of add on to the last caller as well. Okay, so I heard Riley Green, maybe that's been discussed. I catch you guys every now and then. I'm not in Pennsylvania, but he said we're young and dumb and we just don't know any better. We just go out and play. I think a veteran leader in the clubhouse, Delmont Young, Matt Carpenter, Shane Victorino, Hunter Pence, you know, one of those, they're all retired. But my point is, those guys who calm the storm, get in there sort of without any fear in the lineup, get the thing going, I think that's what they missed. So, yes, it would have been nice to have a super stud, you know, if we had to. I'm thinking, could we have gotten, you know, a guy at 39 or 40? Delmont Young destroyed us in Baltimore against the Tigers, and he was with us for a while. So I'm just going through like the old Rolodex of studs in the playoffs, older guys that just can put the team on their back and sort of say, guys, we're going to be okay. We got talent here.
I feel like that the Tigers had that guy in Justin Verlander. I mean, you've got a number of players. Yeah, but Verlander felt like, and this is where Scooble, you know, I mean, I they have to score runs for him, but hey, Tarek, this team has never needed an 8 innings of shutout ball from a starter as much as they do now. And I feel like when the Tigers needed that back in the day, Verlander had that gear. And I'm not blaming, look, you shouldn't have to be perfect. Right? You don't, if you have a championship caliber team, you don't need a guy to be perfect. But until they break out of this, if they even are capable of breaking out of it, there was those, everybody calm the F down, I got this, starts from Justin Verlander. Yeah. And, you know, Scooble wasn't bad his last time out, but he did give up, you know, the long ball. And, you know, that's, I'm trying not to hold him to a perfect standard, but they kind of need it, right?
It's a perfect standard.
Yeah, it is, right? I mean,
But I kind of understand what Tony's saying. I to find somebody who's a hitter that has that, you're not going to find it now, all right? That's not happening. So if you're thinking about the offseason and what to do, did the Tigers get back involved in the Bregman sweepstakes in the offseason?
I'm personally done with Bregman.
I'm kind of done with it too.
I'm like, screw you and your agent.
You know, but he got the deal he got. But will the Tigers engage in that, re-engage in that? We'll see. I don't know. But to try to find, it'd be great to find a player who was like 28 in the prime of his career that's a free agent that you could bring in and get it done, or trade for and get it done, and that guy's would be awesome for him. They're not easy to find, you know. Just to try to, I mean, the guys that the caller mentioned, they're not superstar players, right?
No,
they were good players. Right? Yeah. So can they find that? Maybe they can find that.
Maybe their role on the team was greater than their numbers would suggest, but.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know The Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.